The next patient is Mrs. Sally Jackson. The last name is J-A-C-K-S-O-N, first name S-A-L-L-I-E. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old African-American female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Mrs. Jackson has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that was under control and has been under control most of the time. Has also hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia. She has a knee replacement in the left side. The laboratory workup today in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine is 1.95. The BUN is 32, and the estimated GFR is 26, which is similar to the prior determinations. The patient doesn't have a significant proteinuria. The patient has an albumin creatinine ratio that is 27.4, which is within a normal range. And we also have a protein creatinine ratio that is 249.
Oh, I don't read the paper.
Number two, the patient has type 2 diabetes mellitus that shows that the patient has increased the hemoglobin A1C to 8% from 7.4, and she has gained 6 pounds of body weight. We explained to the patient that she has to change the diet, and we gave instruction of how to do it and how to accomplish that. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient takes atorvastatin, 20 milligrams on daily basis, and is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 111 over 47. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, the patient continues with a hemoglobin of 10.9 and hematocrit of 33.6 and continues to take iron. Following number, cholelithiasis. The patient is given an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup, and the goal for her is 200 pounds. In other words, she has to lose 7 pounds. She has to follow a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction that is no more than 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. We insisted in that. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes evaluating in the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.